I'm here with Mike and Lorraine from the Wessex Cancer Trust, and none of us have ever heard of them.
We're not quite sure.
No.
So unknown person.
No. Well, we'll find out at some point, or perhaps not. Perhaps we'll just ignore them again in the future. Anyway, welcome to the Older and Wiser Thought. And myself, I'm here with Mike and Lorraine from the Wessex Cancer Trust. I expect there are quite a few people like me who know the name, but don't actually know what the Wessex Cancer Trust does. We probably should, and guilty hands up. But I just don't know. So can you give us a bit of a rundown about what you do?
Well, we certainly can. Yeah. So we are part of a larger organisation, as the name might suggest, Wessex.
Yeah.
So as a region, Wessex Cancer Trust covers Hampshire, Dorset, Isle of Wight, and has a footprint on the Channel Islands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But here on the Isle of Wight, we are, Lorraine and I are sort of senior representatives of the Trust here on the Isle of Wight. And we base ourselves in our Isle of Wight Cancer Wellbeing Centre up in Lugley Street in Newport.
Oh, okay.
21 to 21A Lugley Street. There at the centre, we offer a range of free services, which are open to anyone here on the island who has themselves been affected by cancer or is in a support role for somebody who has been affected by cancer. So, again, we offer a free range of services. And those services range from just coming in, getting a little bit of advice, have a chat, have a cup of tea, and just a bit of an offload, perhaps. Mm. Ask some questions. We're there to answer people's questions. And we can also offer therapies, which include Reiki, reflexology, and massage. And we can offer up to 6 sessions free of charge. We offer professional counselling services, right the way up to hypnotherapy. In our centre, we also benefit very fortunately from being able to tie in with a private practitioner who offers her services free of charge to Wessex.
Oh, fantastic.
At her private studio in Merston. Mm. We have lots of activities in the centre. We have yoga on a Tuesday, and that's part of a recovery process for people affected by cancer. Mm. We have craft evenings. We offer our centre also for support groups. So, for instance, the Brainy Bunch, the White Brainy Bunch, which many people might have heard of, use the centre once a month, last Tuesday of the month in the evenings, 5 o'clock. Mm. So we are a little bit of a hub, a community hub.
Yeah.
But of course, we specialise around those people who have been affected by cancer on the island. Another huge thing we do is we have 2 buses, minibuses on the mainland, which are sort of colloquially known as Daisy buses. And they offer transport for people needing cancer therapies in mainland hospitals in Portsmouth and Southampton.
Oh, okay.
So they take you to Southampton General Hospital 5 days a week, free of charge, and to the QA in
Portsmouth.
Oh,
that's fantastic, because there can't be anything much worse than feeling like death warmed up and having to go over on a ferry and then try and get public transport to wherever it should need to go.
Well, that'd be pretty difficult. You know, unfortunately for many of us islanders, and I'd include myself in this, it's a reality.
Mm.
Those buses do amazing work. Not funded at all. We rely on funding our own services through charitable work. Lorraine is our lead here on the island.
Mm.
We seek donations, we seek grant funding, but we have no statutory funding at all.
Oh, right, okay.
And
that's news. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I think that comes as quite a surprise to people that we don't actually receive anything. And possibly, you know, people feel like we should. And I think, you know, especially when they're receiving services like that, you know. But, yeah, we rely entirely on people fundraising for us. And
that's a pretty tough job.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I have no idea how much it costs to run, but it must be a huge amount.
I think each bus will cost about £26,000 a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Each bus. Wow.
Each bus. But to give you an idea of the scale of what they do, John, each bus will conduct 10,000 individual journeys for islanders each year. So the unfortunate truth being that one person may have to make 60 of those journeys.
Sure.
If they were having a course of radio.
Yeah.
So that's backwards and forwards, you know, 5 days a week.
That's astonishing, isn't it, really?
If you convert that into a financial impact above medical impact, you know, I think we're helping.
Absolutely.
And it makes such a big difference. I mean, you might think it's, you know, a small journey, but actually, you know, there are people that have said they wouldn't have had treatment had it not been for services like ours that help people in their time of need. So it makes a big difference to people, and it's quite an emotive thing, isn't it? We've discovered people are very passionate about it and you know, want to support it.
Well, I can understand that fully. Like I say, it's difficult enough when you're well. And you know, you've got to go over for some reason or another. Sound like an old fogey, don't I? But
it's true,
you know what I mean. But if you're unwell and you're going through a course of treatment like that, then that must relieve a huge amount of pressure on the sufferers.
Yeah, I think it just makes life a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot easier, I'd have thought.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I suppose, but in terms of employees, we should talk about a scant amount of employees working here, and we rely enormously on the goodwill of volunteers within our within our trust. We're outnumbered at least 3-1 by volunteers to employees, and we just couldn't do what we do without those fabulous people helping out.
Yeah, well, no, I can fully appreciate that. I think there are many organisations that would just die a death, wouldn't they, really, without volunteers these days. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you've given me a lot to think about. I didn't quite realise either scale of things you did or the types of things you did. It's a bit mind-boggling, really. So we'll have a think about that, and we'll talk more after the break. Mike and Rain from Wessex Cancer Trust, and we were talking about some of your personal reasons for wanting to work with the Trust over the... We always have a nice chat when the music's on, don't we? So do you want to expand a bit on that for us?
Yeah, I suppose, like many people say, I'd never heard of Wessex Cancer Trust here on the island or elsewhere until a few years ago. And at age 50, I was diagnosed with a brain tumour, all horribly, horribly serious. Fortunately, I got through the operation, then was told the exciting news that I had to go for a course of radiotherapy in Southampton, which for us islanders creates the question, how on earth do I get to that hospital? When you look at your schedule and you look at the times and you look at the number of appointments you have, for me it was 30 appointments. And my father-in-law found out about Wessex Cancer Trust and its transport service, and I never forgot that. And that was a few years ago now. I never forgot that. So what an amazing service that transport service is. And the information and advice that came with it, the information about the Cross Solent travel scheme, about achieving discounts for your ferry crossings, if you're travelling for appointments over on the mainland. So it was all that advice and all that practical help, and at the end of it, you know, I did what most people would do. I wrote a check and a thank you letter. But it always stuck in my mind, what a great charity. And then of course the job advert came up, and I thought, I'm gonna go for that job. And that was 2 years ago, and I got the job. So I think for me it's that sort of passion to be able to help people, to give something back, to help people who are potentially going through something that I'd faced.
Well, yeah, I'm saying it gives you a proper insight into to what people have to go through.
An understanding, isn't
it? Yeah, sure.
And an empathy, huge empathy for people.
Yeah. What about you, Lorraine?
Again, I think it was sort of a time in my life where, it was relevant to me. And Wessex Cancer Trust were looking for their first Isle of Wight fundraiser. And to raise £100,000 to build a new cancer support centre on the island.
Just a little bit then.
Yeah. And I like a challenge. So at the time, my dad was having cancer treatment for mouth cancer. And he had been using the Daisy Bus and, you know, found it very beneficial to him. And I think, again, he had contemplated not having treatment at all for various reasons, you know, financial being one of them. And the Daisy Bus has made a big difference to that, and you know, he got on with his treatment, and I'm pleased to say at the minute, you know, he's cancer free, yeah. which is amazing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it was just one of those moments where I thought I would like to give something back and do something a bit different. And, you know, here I am.
Mm. So what about your sort of client base then? What sort of numbers are we dealing with here? And
one of the reasons we've connected with Age Friendly Ireland is because our client base reflects the demographic of the Age Friendly Ireland project, i.e. we see many, many more people aged over 50 than any other cohort of a population. So to give you an idea of the number of people that means, in our centre we helped 1,006 people last year in 2019.
That's 1,006 people with cancer or the...
Or supporting people with cancer, yeah. with direct help, with therapies, counselling, advice, or, you know, picking up the telephone and, sure. and helping somebody. And I think it's really important to understand that just a little bit of help don't have to go a long way.
Yeah.
Because people so appreciate it. And I think in our...
I can only imagine, but you must be in a very feel in a very vulnerable state if you're diagnosed with any kind of cancer, I guess. Yeah. Really.
It's like anything else, you don't know where to turn,
There could be a lot of fear
where to start.
There, isn't there, really?
Yeah.
So where do you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the NHS do a magic job, and we work with the NHS here on the island. But we offer that sort of... side support to the medical services. We're not medical in any way, shape or form, but we can offer that psychological help and that physical care, you know,
sure.
that maybe people don't think about when they're going through the medical processes, but, you know, afterwards.
Just as crucial, really.
It's quite a welcome relief, I think, for people to get out of that clinical sort of situation and surroundings as well and come to somewhere that's welcoming and,
sure.
You know,
And what about a sufferer's family? Do you do any work with them?
Or? Yes, most certainly. Our services are offered to anybody who is helping somebody who is affected by cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're caring for someone affected by cancer, and that goes on forever, basically.
Okay.
I think that's what makes us quite unique, isn't it? Yeah. The fact that we offer it, extend it to families, and, you know, it's lifelong support.
That's a huge commitment, isn't it, really?
And the unfortunate statistic is that one in two of us aged over 50 will be affected by a form of cancer.
I read that somewhere a little while ago, and I was staggered by that because it just seemed like, you know, if I don't get it, my wife's going to get it. It's that kind of stark, isn't it, really?
But the good thing, I better say some good news, survival rates are increasing exponentially.
Yeah. And
the amount of research that's going on out there is huge. And but people are surviving more and more.
Thank heavens.
And
that's
reflected in the people we see.
Yeah.
Let me just say that, if I may.
Yeah, and also that obviously leads to a demand for our services.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's
a demand for the money to run them. Indeed. You've just been having a crisis appeal, is that right?
Yeah, that leads on quite nicely, really, because we saw a 30% increase in the demand for our services last year.
In 1 year?
Yeah, wow. As well as a 60% downturn in legacies. So previously, I think we've, you know, been quite lucky to be the subject of, you know, quite a few big legacies. but unfortunately, that and also a downturn in trade in the cancer charity shops and the high street, it tipped us into a bit of a difficult situation. And we launched a crisis appeal in December to try to sort of plug the gap that had been left by these sort of, you know, perfect storm of circumstances,
sure.
really. So anyway, at the end of January, we had raised 290,000 out of our 600,000 target. Obviously, it fell quite short of what we'd hoped to raise. Mm. However, our trustees decided at the midpoint that we were stable enough to continue what we do, with obviously the continued support of the community.
Sure.
So we've managed to make savings in other areas as well, sort of, you know, not public facing things like renegotiating leases, which has helped us save money as well as the money that's been so kindly donated. And it's very much sort of business as usual for us now. We're conscious that we still need to raise this extra 300,000 during the year in, you know, whatever way we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we really hope is that people won't just think, oh, Wessex are okay now, we don't need to worry about fundraising for them.
Well, costs are ongoing, aren't they? You know,
we still need your support more than ever. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's brilliant. Okay. Well, I know you've got events and stuff planned.
Yeah.
So maybe after the next break we can talk about that. And yeah, go on.
Yeah, John, all I wanted to say was just topping the tail of what Lorraine was saying then. Everything we're doing, even with this financial crisis, we're still doing. We're doing absolutely everything. The centre's open. It's open on a Tuesday, a Wednesday and a Friday, 10 till 4.
Mm.
The buses are running
and
they're safe.
Fantastic.
Because there are a couple of rumours on the Isle of Wight, which I'd like to do my best to quash.
Oh, okay.
That so our centre is open. There are no plans to shut it or change it. In fact, we're likely to increase our hours that we're open or increase the days we're open. And the buses are running and they're safe.
Business as usual.
Business as usual. Very much so.
Brilliant.
And yeah, that just reflects our determination to keep things going because we understand how important what we do is.
Sure, yeah. Just a quick word to our listeners. If you can hear a road drill in the background, that's because there is one going off somewhere outside and I can just hear it through the headphones, so you might be hearing it too, but don't worry about it. The building's not falling down. Okay, we'll have a bit of Paloma Faith and we'll talk more to Mike and Lorraine after the break. He goes, boom, and it's finished. But we're not finished. We were here with Mark and Lorraine from the Wessex Cancer Trust, and they've been telling us some pretty amazing things about what they do and what it costs. And you've got lots of events coming up, I believe, to try and boost your funds.
Well, yeah, and also we have got a celebratory event coming up because, as I mentioned, when I first got the job, I was tasked with raising $100,000 to create our new cancer support centre. We're finally there.
Yay.
It's all built and beautiful. And so we're doing an opening ceremony on the 3rd of March, sort of inviting everyone that had a hand in helping us raise that money to come and celebrate with us.
Fantastic.
It's been opened by Mark King, actually.
Oh, okay.
42.
Yeah.
And it's between 2 and 4 on the 3rd of March. So please come along to Lockley Street and celebrate with us.
That sounds fantastic, yeah. And what about future fundraising?
Yeah, there's a lot to say. there's a lot I can say and a lot I can't say because there are things that we have yet to announce formally, but we have our usual Rainbow Run taking place with a little bit of a twist this year, which will be announced very shortly, but the date is July the 26th. In previous years, that event has raised about more than £30,000
wow.
for us. We have like near enough 1,000 people take part the last 2 years that we've run it. And it's a real popular one. We're also taking over another popular event in Ryde this year, which will take place on August the 23rd. And an announcement about that one will be soon. And as well as that, we're introducing...
A little teaser?
Oh, wow.
No, that wasn't enough
of a tease.
It's in Ryde.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And we are also introducing skydives this year as well. So if you fancy jumping out of a plane for us, then please do. That's on June the 3rd. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff going on.
Brilliant.
Exciting bits.
Yeah. And
that's no call.
If you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Lorraine and I have said it twice to one another, but it's really important that we say to people on the island that the money raised on the island is used to support people on the island.
Really, yeah, important. It's an important message there because people like to know that, you know, it's given to the local community that's actually going to go there, don't they? Yeah,
it's totally understandable, but obviously it's something that we face quite a lot with our Wessex name, but we can assure you that certainly all the money that's raised by us stays here.
But we changed our name of our centre, actually, to
incorporate the Isle of Wight part, didn't we?
Isle of Wight Cancer Wellbeing Centre.
Mm.
So we've put Wessex Cancer Trust at the back of our name.
Okay.
And now we're having the Isle of Wight right at the front of our name. Because we were really keen to get that message across. Because I think there's some confusion out there that people say, well, Wessex doesn't include the Isle of Wight geographically.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we raise here stays here to support island people.
And what about your ambitions for the Trust for the future then?
I think that's... it's already started. So after our opening ceremony and after those great people at the Isle of Wight Council sign off the safety certificates and everything. Mm. We're starting, we're having the NHS come to work with us one day a week, very, very soon, because I knew that their psychological support services were running out of space.
Mm.
And I said, well, you know, on one day a week, on a Friday, we've got an empty room in our centre set aside for counselling. Why don't you come and use it? So that's all. We've agreed that. We're also tying in with Macmillan. And the idea is to get Macmillan cancer up in our centre one day a week, starting again pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found there's so much commonality in the questions we receive and the questions that Macmillan receive,
sure.
We thought, well, it's just a logical thing, just to tie in. As I said, we signed up for the Age Friendly Ireland project because I personally, I was very conscious as the centre manager that we were quite a standalone charity. Mm. I knew there was so much more we could dig into, and I knew some of the really good people within the Age Friendly Ireland project, and I was very, very enthused when there was a chance to join. And now we can become a part of a much bigger established project and hopefully help to run that and to change that and to form it, you know, to suit the population of the island.
Sure. Well, I think collaboration is always a great thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Lots of people
make
towards the same
it?
End. That
yeah.
makes sense.
And I think here on the island in particular, we are unique, aren't we? And
well, I think given that, but we've got a pretty firm boundary, haven't we, really?
Yeah.
You know, everybody
yeah.
identifies very yeah. strongly with it. Yeah. So, yeah, it makes sense.
So,
it?
You know, people going into Age UK with problems, those people might come to us with different problems, but if we can all collaborate and
sure.
be there to
sure.
help people.
So how do we get in touch with you if we want to avail ourselves of your fantastic dental services?
So our telephone number is 01983 524 186. Mm-hmm. That's 524 186. We will see if you've called. If we're not there, but we're open 10 till 4, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 21 to 21A Lugley Street.
So you can just walk in through the door?
Anyone can just drop in, just
Fantastic.
Pop in.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
It's not formal in any way, shape or form. Just pop in, have a chat. You'll be welcomed by one of our amazing volunteer befrienders who themselves are full of knowledge.
Mm.
And
are there any kind of particular sort of criteria that you need to meet? Or
no.
I think that's another point that we need to make, isn't it? It's sort of, we make a point of saying it's any age, any stage, any, you know, form of cancer, gender, you know, we help anyone that's affected by cancer.
Can't get much better than that, can it, really?
I've got this thing I say sometimes, it's a shocking business model, but, you know, it isn't about business, it's about helping people, and that's what we're all about.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you both for coming in. It's been an eye-opener for me, certainly. I didn't realise, A, that you're a charity, B, the range of services you offered, and C, how much it flipping costs. So well done to both of you for, you know, keeping the show on the road, really. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us on, John.
I hope I never have to avail myself of your services, but if I do, then it's great to know there's somewhere to go. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, well, coming up, we got Dan Best with the Tea Time Show. He's out there waving at me, and he'll be up to all sorts of nonsense, I expect. And then, if you can stand it, I'm back at 7 o'clock with the Folk Show, and I've got some fantastic stuff for you tonight. So thanks again, Mike and Lorraine, for coming in, and we'll say au revoir with...